We are up to Daf Hey. So in the very top line of Hey Amun Aleph here, the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Megillah Bismana, when the Megillah is read in the right time, the 14th or the 15th for a walled city, Korin Osa Afil B'Yachid. A person is allowed to read even by himself. There is no need to get a minion together. Shelo Bismana, if it's read not in the right time, which means B'Yom HaKnisa, when the Kfarim were to read it earlier, then the halacha is you're only allowed to read it with Asar, with 10. Rashi explains because you need Pirsumei Nisa when it's not in the right time. When it's in the right Zman, the day itself has built in Pirsumei Nisa. When it's in the incorrect time, you need to bolster that up with the minion in order to create the Pirsumei Nisa. That's according to Rav. Rav Asi Amar Bein Bizmana Bein Shelo Bizmana Basara, whether it's the right time, Yom HaKnisa, or whether it's on the rather right time, the 14th, or it's not the right time on Yom HaKnisa, you always require 10. So Rashi just points out, let's say a guy on the 14th can find 10, or even the Shelo Bizmana, he can find 10, we're not going to say don't read the Megillah. You certainly can read the Megillah B'Yachid, but it's a much better mitzvah when it's done B'Asara. So the Gemara says, "Have uvda v'chashle Rav lahadra v'asi." So the once a Meisen Rav, who was the other opinion, the dissenting opinion, was choshish for Rav Asi Shita that even bizmana you should require 10 people. So Gemara asks, "Mi amar Rav hachi? Does Rav really say this?" V'ha amar Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei the Rav. The quote in the name of Rav that Purim shechal lios b'Shabbos. If the 14th is on Shabbos, and we know already you can't read on the Shabbos that way. Erev Shabbos zmanam. The Friday turns out to be the right time. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Erev Shabbos zmanam? HaShabbos zmanam? What do you mean? The 14th is Shabbos. There is zman, not Erev Shabbos." Ella lav hachi kamar. So what he means is, when he says Erev Shabbos is manam, even though it's only the 13th, he means shelo bismanam kizmanam. That even though it's the incorrect time, it's only the 13th, we treat it like the right time of being the 14th, which means ma zmanam afil biyachid. Just like when the 14th regularly is on a weekday, it's only one, you're allowed to read it even biyachid. Af shelo bismanam, even when it's read in the incorrect time, on the earlier days, you're also afil biyachid. It's even permitted to be read even biyachid. So we see that Rav is not concerned with that. Rav says you're always able to read with B'yachin. So the Gemara says, lo. Le'inyan mikra Megillah ba'asara. So he says, not with regards to Megillah, you need 10. Let's look at Rashi here. Is there Rashi? Where is that Rashi? There's no Rashi here. Okay, so he says again, lo. Le'inyan mikra Megillah ba'asara. Really, with respect to Megillah, you need 10 people when it's shelo bizmanam. That's Rav Shita. So what does it mean, my Erev Shabbos Zmanam? What does it mean that Friday is the right time? La fuke midrebi damer hol v'nitchul ayaros mimkomam yitchul yom haknisa. So remember, again, the halach is that Rav holds, when it's read bizmanam, it's biyachid. When it's read shelo bizmanam, in this case, when it's Friday is really the wrong time, you need 10 people. So why is he saying Friday is zmanam? It's saying it's zman as opposed to Thursday being the right zman. Friday is the right zman. Because yesterday we saw machlokas. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, so when do we have them read? Do they read on Friday or do they read on Thursday? So what he says by zmanam, that the right day is Friday, not Thursday. Nothing to do with how many people show up to Mikra Megillah. Has to do when you're supposed to lane. So that's what he says, zmanam means that we paskin that Friday is the right zman, not Thursday. Hokamash malan, de Erev Shabbos zmanam hu. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara. The Mishnah now tells us, Ezehi ir gedola. What's considered a large city? Kol sheyesh ba'asar batlanim. Any city that has 10 people being bottled from work, as we saw this yesterday as well, that they're sitting in the base knesses just waiting, hopefully learning, otherwise doing nothing, just not working. They have to be available to that there's a minion. Pachos mikan, if they can't support a kol of 10, only if it's 9 people, hareze kfar, that has a din of a kfar, and then they would be able to read earlier on Yom HaKnisa if need be. So then the Mishnah says, Be'elu amru makdimim v'lo ma'achrim. What we just learned, the first Mishnah that we've learned, we say you read it earlier. Mikra Megillah, if you can't do it on Shabbos, or you can't do it because you're a kfar, then you read it earlier, but you don't push off after the 14th or 15th. Aval zman atzei kohanim. So the Gemara is talking about in Tainus that there are different families of kohanim would dedicate wood, firewood for the mizbeach, different days of the year. So if it happens to be, let's say your family's day was on Shabbos, you push it off until Sunday. There's a famous one. The Gemara talks about a situation where I forget the name of the family, but their day was the 10th of Av. The 10th of Av, and then that year. So actually, it's a little bit opposite. But their day was the 10th of Av, so Tisha B'Av that day was spent on Sunday. Because you can't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, so they push off to, it was a Nidche, it was on the 10th. So they say that family, they did not fast that day, a full day of the Tisha B'Av, because it was a Yom Tif. Any day a person were to bring a carbon or dedicate Eitim, it became a Yom Tif for you. There's actually a Tosas in Psachim that says, there's a Havamina, the Yerushalmi says, since every single day there's a carbon Tamid that's brought, and the Tamid represents the entire Tzibor, so it becomes a Yom Tif for us every single day. That means it's usher to do Melacha every single day. That means you can't work the entire year. It's a Yom Tif for the entire year, because there's always a Tamid that's being brought. And he ends up concluding, it can't be true, because the Pasuk says, Vasavta diganecha, you have to gather, you have to work. So it can't go against the psukim, so therefore there's a heter to work, but there is such a havamina. And the reason why Tosas brings that is because we're talking about why it's usher to do melacha on Erev Pesach. So one of the pshatim are, because since you bring a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, it becomes a yanta for you. And that's the basis for the iser melacha. Either way, we have the day that the person brings the atzei kanim, it was considered a yantif. If that were to fall out on Shabbos, you don't make it earlier like Purim, you actually push it off to the next day on Sunday. The next example I mentioned before, Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you don't bring it earlier, but rather you push it off till Sunday. Chagiga, the Gemara is going to discuss, but the halacha is that in Yom Tif, the first we're learning on the Friday kollel, we're learning Maseches Chagiga. So Chagiga, you have to bring a carbon Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tif. If that falls out on Shabbos, you can't bring a Chagiga on Shabbos, you push it off till Sunday, first day, Chol HaMoed. Hakel is the first day, Chol HaMoed Sukkis, of the year after Shemitah. So this past Sukkot was the eighth year of the cycle, the first year of the next cycle. So the mitzvah of Hakel is the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. They bring out build a platform. The king would read for certain parts of Mishnah Torah. If that day of Hakel, first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, were to fall out on Shabbos, you don't push off to the day before, that's actually Yom Tif, you push off to Sunday, the second day of Chol HaMoed. And there's a machlokas, why exactly is it also to do Hakel on Shabbos or Yom Tif? And the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, either because you can't build it on, you can't build a platform or on Yom Tif, on Shabbos, or because you can't blow the shofar, which is how they gathered everybody together. Either way, if it falls out on Shabbos Hakel, you push it off the day, you don't make it come earlier. So the Mishnah says, Ma'ach, when you push it off, velo makdimim, you don't bring it earlier. Afal pishyamu makdimim, even though we say that makdimim velo ma'achrin, that when it comes to Purim back, to burn Purim now, we say you read the Megillah earlier, and you don't push it off, those days when you read the Megillah on Yom HaKnisa, mutarn behes beidu betainis umatanas lev yonim. Those days, so let's say the Yom HaKnisa is the 12th of Adar, let's say. So the reading earlier. So those days, even though on Purim itself you can't fast and you can't eulogize, on a Yom HaKnisa reading you can eulogize, you can fast, but we saw earlier, a couple days ago, that you do give matanos lev yonim on that Yom HaKnisa, because the anim are mistaklin, exactly, they're looking forward to it. Then the Mishnah says, and we saw this quoted early in the Masechta, Amr of Yehuda, Emasai, when is this all true that you allow Yom HaKnisa? That's only Makom Shenichnesin B'Sheni B'Chamishi. If such a village regularly come in Monday and Thursdays to the big city. I have a Makom Shenichnesin, a situation, a place where the villagers would not come in Lo B'Sheni V'Lo B'Chamishi, then Ein Koron Oso El Bezmana. They have no right to come in on a random Monday. They never come in on Monday. They would only be able to come on the proper day, the 14th or the 15th. So Gemara wants to know each of these different lists in the Mishnah here. Tana Asar Batlanim Shibabes HaKnesses. So what the Bryce is explaining, when the Mishnah says that you have to have Asar Batlanim, Pashas is refers to people who are batal from work, doing nothing at all. So Gemara explains, no, they're batal, but they're sitting in the base Knesses, hopefully learning. Very important Rashi here. Rashi says Asar Batlanim, the first wide line, Asar Batlanim Shibabes Knesses, Shein Betalim Melachtan, they're not doing work. And they didn't say what they are doing. I believe the Rambam and Perish HaMishnayot says that they're actually learning. Rashi doesn't say that, but I think it's right. But I think that exactly. V'nizonim b'shel tzibur. Who's supporting them if they're not working? The tzibur has to support the kolo. K'dei lios mitzuyim b'tfila b'beis knesses. In order that there's always a minyan in the shul. D'amar mar b'meseches brachos. Kevin shebar kadosh baruch hu b'beis knesses v'einu motzi shem asara. He comes to shul and there's not a minyan. The rest of the Gemara I don't know by heart, but he gets very upset. He gets very, very angry. So in order to avoid a kadosh baruch hu's kas, we ensure that there's always 10 people available in the shul for a minyan. Again, I think the Rambam says they're supposed to be learning there. I think that would be obvious, though. Gemara now says, "Be'elu amru makdimim v'lo ma'achrim." The halachas of Megillah, that we do read Megillah earlier, but we can never push it off. My time, why can we push it off? So we know this already from the beginning of the Masechta. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, "V'lo yavor," you can't pass the Gemara, the Megillah says, the 14th and 15th, "V'lo yavor," you can't read it any day after that. So that's why that's not an option. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, Minayin Shein Monim Yamim Lishanim. So by the way, this statement seems very random. I think we're only bringing this because we just had a statement, a line before, of Rabbi Abba in the name of Shmuel. So what's another halacha he teaches us? Minayin she'ein monim yamim l'shanim. How do we know when we count a year, we don't count the days of the year. We always go the measure below it. So days and months go together, but years and months, but years and days are too far apart. Again, everyone knows the hierarchy. There's years, there's months, there's weeks, there's days, there's hours, there's minutes, there's seconds. So years and days are too far apart from each other. We can't count years and days. So we'll see an example in a second. But what's the raya that days don't go to years? Shenemar l'chad she'ashana chadashim atamone l'shanim. You count months when you're counting a year. V'yatamone yamim l'shanim. You do not count days when it comes to a year. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains three wide lines down. Minayin she'ein monim yamim l'shanim. You don't count days towards the overall year. Kigon damar konim yayin she'ani toim. I make a nether that I can't have any wine l'shanim for an entire year. So I'm mona yud beis chalish miyom liyom. So today now is January 1st, let's say. So I can't drink wine until the next January 1st. Vim nader be'echa b'nisan. He uses a more Yiddish date. So if you make a nether on the first day of Nisan, asr ad echad b'nisan haba, until the next first day of Nisan. Afa pisha dain yesh yudalf yom yimos hachama yiseir na yimos levana. There's still 11 days extra of the solar calendar that I'm not going to count. Sometimes there's going to be multiple missing months. There's going to be 29 day months, and it's not going to be 354 days. It's going to be 352 days. We don't count the days. We count the year. We look at the overall year. That's what we're saying here. Then the Gemara says two wide lines down. Rabbanan the Kesari, Mishum Rabbi Abba, Amru, Minayin, a similar halacha, Minayin She'ein Mechashvin Shaos L'Chadashim. How do you know you do not calculate hours when counting months? Hours are too far away. Days go to months, but hours are not counted towards a month. How do we know this? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Yomim, the month of days. Yomim Ata Mechashiv L'Chadashim, days you count towards a month. V'yata Mechashiv Shaos L'Chadashim, but you don't count hours towards the month. So a similar type of idea. Rashi gives an example of a person giving a get. He doesn't come back within the month. So and it ends up being a Chodesh Chaser. It's a 29-day month as opposed to a 30-day month. Well, the month is over. You don't give an extra day.
Shabbos Mevarach, we tell you the days and hours and minutes and seconds. So isn't that the days and hours?
But that's because we need the exact moment for the Molad. But that's not in terms of calculating. We're not looking for an entire a month period. We need an exact moment when the Molad's happening. We're looking for a point in time. Here it's not about a point in time. It's when the period is over. So we look for the days when the month is over, but we don't look for when the exact hour is over. Okay, we have the two dots now. The Gemara says, "Aval zman atzei kohanim v'tishba v'chagiga v'hakel ma'achrin v'lo ma'akdimin." Those are the few examples, or maybe the only examples, that you delay, you push off, as opposed to ushering them in earlier. Tisha B'Av, so the Gemara wants to know each one why you push it off. Tisha B'Av, what's the reason behind this? Akdume Puranos, lo makdime. We don't want to bring bad things on earlier, so we don't want Tisha B'Av to come earlier, so we prefer to push off Tisha B'Av, that's why we have it on Sunday. Chagiga, v'hakel, why? Mishum dakati lo matez man chiyuvayu. So Chagiga, so the halach is on Yom Tov Rishon of whatever Yom Tov we're talking about, of the three regalim, you bring a Chagiga day one of Yom Tov. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, well, you can't bring it before Shabbos now, because that's not Yom Tov anymore. It's not Shaykh. You don't bring a Chagiga Erev Sukkot, Erev Shavuos, Erev Pesach. So it's not Shaykh. It's not an option to make it earlier. So therefore, you have to push it off afterwards. Hakel is the same thing. Hakel, you can't have it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So to have it come before Sukkot, it's not Shaykh to have Hakel. Hakel has to be Dafka on Sukkot. So for those reasons, you don't make those earlier. You push those off. Then the Gemara wants to know, Tana Chagiga v'chol zman Chagiga. So the Brice adds something that our mission doesn't have. There's Chagiga, and there's also the Zman of Chagiga. Ma'ach, when you push off. So what in the world is Kol Zman Chagiga? Bishma Chagiga, I understand what the Chagiga refers to. That's what our mission refers to. Meaning, de'imikle b'Shabbos, if Shabbos happens to fall out, or Yom Tov happens to fall out on Shabbos, ma'ach v'nei l'basa Shabbos. You push off the carbon Chagiga till the next day, Sunday. Ela Zman Chagiga Mahi. What in the world is Zman Chagiga? What is that referring to? So Amar Rav Oshaya, Hachi Kamar, Chagiga b'Shabbos, the Chagiga that's brought in Shabbos, or that's supposed to be brought in Shabbos, V'olos Re'iyah, every single carb, every the regalim, there's a halacha mitzvah to go alila regal, and when you go alila regal, you can't come empty-handed, you have to bring a carbon Re'iyah, it's an ola that goes kula l'shemayim, kula l'gavoa. So a chagiga that falls out on Shabbos, and an olas riyah on a regular yontif that might fall out during the week, the zman chagiga ma'achrin. So all these things, the olas riyah is referring, that's the zman chagiga. Something that comes during the time of the chagiga, that's referring to the olas riyah. That the olas riyah, you do not bring a yontif, you push it off till the chol hamoed. So according to this pshat, if that zman chagiga refers to the olas riyah that can't be brought on yontif, that's going according to who? Money, based on the Mishnah in Beya, Beishamahi. That's Beishamahi's opinion, who holds the Tanan. Beishamahi omrim, mivi and shlamim b'yomtif. You're allowed to bring a shlamim b'yomtif. There are three basic types of karbanos. There's an ola, there's a chatas, and then there's shlamim. So we're not concerned with the chatas right now. An ola goes kul l'gavoa, kul chalil, all up on the mizbeach. The shlamim, a little bit to the kohen, a little bit to the baal, and a little bit to the mizbeach. That's why Rashi says ala Torah, why is it called shlamim? One of the pshatim is it's shalem, it's shalom. Everyone gets a little bit. So the lach is, so when it comes to yomtif, you could only do something, a malacha, that's ochel nefesh. So since shlamim, I'm going to eat something that's considered a ochel nefesh, so I'm allowed to bring a shechta carbon, I could bring it. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. You can mivi in shlamim b'yomtif. But you cannot lean on them. Every carbon you're supposed to lean and put pressure, that's called smicha, it's a shavus. The Mishnah Be'ah says it's an iser to do smicha, to lean on, it's shavus. You can't do that on yomtif. Avalo olos, says the Beis Shammai, you can't bring olos on yomtif because an olos kul chalil. I'm getting no hanaf from that. There's no ochel nefesh for me, so there's no heter. I can't bring an ola on yontif. I have to bring it the day afterwards. So the pshat above, when zman chagiga is referring to olas riyah that cannot be brought on yontif, that's according to Beis Shammai's opinion only. But just to finish the mission off, Beis Hillel argues and says, Omrim, mivin shlamim, you can bring shlamim on yontif, like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai rather. Vi olos, you could also bring olas riyah, and he could also do smicha. He argues that olos can be brought. Now, I don't think an olos riyah. I think only olos in terms of, I'm sorry, olos riyah he allows you to bring. Does Rashi explain why this is? Rashi explains, when the pasuk says lachem, that the heter ochel nefesh is lachem for you, it's lachem and v'lo l'nachrim, not for a guy. But for gavoa would be permitted. That's Beis Hillel's pshat. He also permitted smicha. I don't remember why that is. It might be because we have a concept where I keep mentioning ein shvus b'mikdash. Shvusim do not apply when you're standing in the mikdash. I don't remember if that was the reason here. That he smicha was permitted because there's no shvus in the Beis HaMikdash. But either way, what comes out, what we're concerned with in this mission is that Beis Shammai holds that olas riyah is not done on yomtif, and that's what the perhaps Zman Chagiga refers to according to Rav Oshaya's understanding. Comes along Rava. Rava argues. Rava Amar, you know what Zman Chagiga means? Amar Chagiga calls Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin Tfeilo. It's not two separate things. It's not Chagiga Vichol Zman Chagiga. It's Chagiga can be brought during the Kol Zman, during the entire time of Chagiga. But not further than that. What's the Zman of the Chagiga? What does that refer to? The Tanan, the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga tells us, Mishalo Chag B'yomtif Harishon, a guy who couldn't bring the Chagiga on day one of yomtif, for whatever reason it might be, Shechag, Chogeg V'holech Es Kol HaRegel Kula. He could Chogeg, he could bring the Chagiga, if you will, during the entire, the remaining part of the Sukkot and Pesach. The Yomtiv Achron Shechag, and even Shemini Atzeres, whenever the word Chag is used, Stam Chag refers to Sukkot. Even the last day of Sukkot, which we know is Shemini Atzeres, and with regards to six things, it's considered a regel b'fnei atzmo. One might think you can't bring the chagiga of Sukkot on Shemini Atzeres. The Mishnah tells us you could even bring it on Shemini Atzeres. But, says the Mishnah, if avah regel, if the yontif is over, v'lo chag, and you did not bring the chagiga, ein nochayv b'achuyuso. You're not responsible, you're not allowed to even, it would be considered a mevin chulun b'azara. You've lost your opportunity to bring the chagiga. So v'chol zman chagiga is not a new carbon, it's describing when the chagiga can be brought, only during the zman chagiga, the rest of the yomtif. That's the second pshat of zman chagiga. Rashi offers a third pshat of what does it mean zman chagiga. Amar chagiga, v'chol zman chagiga, ma'achrin, v'afilu atzeres dechad yom ma'achrin. He adds that v'chol zman chagiga is referring to shavuos. As we know, shavuos is only one day. So if you miss the first day of yomtiv, that means you miss an entire week. When are you going to make up the chagiga? So he says you're allowed to make it up. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in that very Mishnah chagiga, I think it's the same one, modim, everyone agrees, she'im chal atzeres li'os b'shabbos, if yomtiv shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so when do you bring the chagiga? You can't bring it on Shabbos. Everybody agrees, she'yom tavach achar Shabbos, the shechting day, if you will, the yom tavach is the next day, which falls out on Sunday. Now, what the Mishnah goes on to explain is, and that's why we don't say Tachton in many shuls, that you actually have 7 days after Shavuos, or really 6 days after Shavuos, in order to make up. Even though it's not really Shavuos, if you didn't bring the Chagiga, you could bring it for the 6 days afterwards as well. But what he says, V'cholzman Chagiga, comes to include even Shavuos, even though it's actually one day, you could still make it up the day afterwards. Okay, those are three different pshatim of what Cholzman Chagiga means. Okay, the last line now of the Amud tells us that Amar Rebbe Elazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina, they say a Maisa that Rebbe Nata Netiyah B'Purim. He once planted a tree or a sapling on Purim. Not only that, which seems like even though he did it, it seems like it would be incorrect to do that on Purim. We'll discuss that in just a moment. V'rachas b'kronel shel tzipore b'shivas bar Tammuz, and he also took a bath in public in the shuk in Tzipori on Shivas bar Tammuz, and there's an iser, you're not supposed to take baths ideally on Shivas bar Tammuz. And not only that, the third thing he did, or at least attempted to do, ubikesh lakor tishabav, and he tried uprooting, getting rid of the entire entire fast of tishabav v'lo hodulo, and the chachamim did not agree to him. So Amr Lefanov, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. So Rabbi Abba said to him, Rabbi, lo kachaya maisa? Was that the maisa? Ela tishabav shechal yos b'shabbos. So the one who was telling the story, this was Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said that Rabbi attempted to be oker tishabav entirely. So Rabbi Chanina's Talmud, who was, where the line go here a second, Rabbi Abba said, Rabbi, that's not what happened. He didn't try oker the entire concept of Tishbav. That particular year, it was a Tishbav Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and Hava V'dachinu La'achar Shabbos, they push it off to the Sunday, which is the 10th of Av. And Amar Rabbi suggested, Hova Nidcha Yidcha. Maybe since it's not going to be celebrated this year, or kept, maybe just entirely uprooted for this year only. It wasn't entirely. And that was where Lo Hodu Chachamim. So Kari Aleh Tovim Hashanim Shnayim Mne'echa. They said, referring to the Pasuk, they said, two are greater than one. So sometimes you need a Harusa to make sure you're saying the right thing. So that's what it means. Rashi says, Tovim Hashnayim. Ilo lo shemati, had I not heard Ha'isi Tov B'davar, I would have made a mistake. Achshav now, Tovli Shelimadatani Ha'emes. Now I'm very happy that you, I talked this out with my Harusa, with my Talmud. I'm happy you're here to put me in check. So Gemara wants to know, how could it be possible? Rebbe, heichin nata netiyah b'perm. How could Rebbe do malacha on Purim? He planted something on Purim. How could that be? Isn't it usher? V'hatani, Rav Yosef had a tana, he had brisa, he learned. Simcha u'mishta v'yomtif. The pasuk describes in Megillas Esther, simcha, happiness, mishta, parting, and yomtif. What do these three things teach us? Simcha means melamed sha'asur b'hesped, you can't eulogize. Mishta means melamed sha'asur b'tanis, you can't fast. The Yom Tov milamid she'asir ba'asiyas melacha, you can't do work. So if you can't do work, Rebbe, obviously Zareya, one of the Talmud's test melachos, it's also to do that on Yom Tov. You can't do this on Purim either, even though it's a much lesser level. But the Pasuk says that there's an Isser melacha on Purim. So Ela Rebbe bar arbeis arhava v'chinata b'chameis arnata. He lived in an unwalled city, he kept the 14th. And he was planting on the 15th, that's what he did. And is that really true? Rebbe lived in a place of the 14th, that was Vali the 14th? Rebbe lived in Tveria. They had a wall. It was a walled city all the way from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Which means he has to read on the 15th, not on the 14th. So Gemara says, okay, very easy. I'll give you that. Rebbe bar chameser hava. He lived in a city of the 15th reading. V'chinata bar beisar hava. He planted on the 14th, so he did not do anything wrong. But ein hachanami, you can't do mlacha on your day of reading the Megillah. Wait a second, is it so obvious that Tveria, Mukafas Choma, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, was it really walled, dating back to Yeshua ben Nun? V'ha Chizkiya Kari b'Tveria bar Beisa b'Chamesar. Chizkiya read on both days in Tveria, both on the 14th and the 15th, Misaf Galei. He wasn't sure, I Mukafas Choma, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, he wasn't sure. So, L'Chizkiya Misaf Galei, L'Revi Pshitilei. So, no, that's okay. Chizkiya wasn't sure. Rebbe was sure. Chizkiya wasn't sure if it was the 14th or 15th. He wasn't sure how far back the walls went. But Rebbe knew for sure, so he was comfortable reading on the 15th. So Gemara says, V'chi pshitile mishari. Okay, let's say I grant you that permitted, that rather it's vadai that Tveri was on the 15th. And he read on the 15th. So is he really permitted to do malacha on the 14th though? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say in Megillas Tainis, not pasuk, rather it's written in Megillas Tainis, which by the way is a book that they kept of all the different fast days, and various holidays in history. Different events happened. A famous one is, let's say, the first 7 days of Nisan. They were fighting about the Karban Tamid, and they won a big debate against the Tzedukim. And another fight they had about when exactly to make Shavuos. Should it be always at Sunday, because it says Melachos HaShabbos? Or Melachos HaShabbos doesn't mean Shabbos, it really refers to the first day of Pesach. So that was another debate they won, and they said 7 days of celebrations. So that's written in Megillas Tainis. Many things are listed there. There's a Machlokas of the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, it might also be in Masechet Megillah, I'm not sure. No, Tainis and Rosh Hashanah, they talk about this. Machlokas, whether that Megillas Tainis is butler or not. This is no longer count, and it's a big Machlokas Rishonim. We assume it is butler, except with regard to Hanukkah and Purim, those are the only Yom Tovim that still remain that were written in Megillas Tainis. Every other day listed there is completely butler. But either way, it's written in Megillas Tainis as follows. As Yom Arbasar, Ves Yom Chamishasar, the 14th and the 15th, Pur Yer Inin, these are both days of Purim. They don't distinguish where you live. The Lo Limispad, Behuna, you can't eulogize on these days. Vama Rava, Rava adds on, Lo Nitzacha, Ela Le'eser, Eshelzeh, Bezeh, Veshelzeh, Bezeh. Meaning, why didn't Megillas Tainis to tell me this? Megillas Esther already tells me that the 14th and the 15th are days of Purim. What's Megillas Tainis adding on to what the Megillah already told us? So Rava explains, it's coming to add on, even if you're a 14th guy, you can't do these things on the 15th. And if you're a 15th guy, you can't do this stuff on the 14th. That's what's coming to add on. So then the Gemara says, so we see from here, so you can't do Malacha, even if you're a Rebbe, and you lived in Tveria, and you knew Tveria was certainly walled from the time of Yeshua, and you read in the 15th, you still can't do work on the 14th. So how is he doing work on either day of Purim? So answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, Behes Beit Batinus. When we say that they're both equal, that you need to celebrate both days, that means only with respect to eulogizing and fasting, you have to keep both the 14th and 15th. Aval, with respect to Malacha, only Yom Echad Vesulo. Only the day of your reading is an Usher, but the other day is permitted, and Revi was planting on the day that wasn't his day. Mars is Aini, is this still true? Is still another question. V'harav, Chazilehu Gavra, once Rav saw a certain person, Dehava Kashade Kisna Bapuria, he threw some type of seed, maybe a flax seed it is, maybe, I don't know, on Purim. Velatya and Rava curse Rav, rather, curse this individual for doing Malacha on Purim. Velot Tzamach, he cursed not him, he apparently cursed the seed, and it didn't grow. Velot Tzamach Kisna, the flax, I think it's flax, anyone have an article here? It's flax, right? The flax didn't grow. So how could that be? So Gemara says, obvious answer, Hasan Bar Yomavi, because the guy was planting on his day of reading. Had he been planting on the other day, it would have been okay. But he was planting on the very same day that they were reading, and that's why it was Asur, so that's why he cursed the seed and it didn't grow. Rabba Bre Durava Amar, Rabba said a different pshat. Afilu Tema Biyome Hespeid Vatainas Kablil, Afilu Tema Biyome. It's possible to say that Rebbe was reading on the 15th in Tveria, and he was even planting on the 15th. How could he plant? Didn't we say it's Asa to do Malacha on your day? Says Rabba, Afil Tema Biyome, he was planting on his own day of reading, Hespeid Vatainas Kabila Layu, that they only accepted in the end of the day, at the end of the story of Purim, they only accepted the Isser of eulogizing and the Isser of fasting. However, Malacha lo Kabila Layu, but they never were willing to accept the Malacha. How do we know this? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Simcha Mishta V'yamtav, and Yamtav means Malacha? So the Gemara explains that Demikara, initially, the Pasuk in Esther says, Ksiv, Simcha, Mishav, V'yamtav, all three, but Levasof, a Pasuk later, let's see exactly where these Pasukim are found. This Pasuk is found three Pasukim later. It only mentions Simcha, Lasos, Oso, Yom, you may Mishav, V'simcha, V'ilu, Yamtav, Lo, Ksiv. It doesn't say in the third Pasuk later on, it doesn't mention Yamtav. Sounds like that they initially wanted to make a Yamtav, but the people were not willing to accept the Yamtav, and therefore it's mutter to do Malacha even on your day of reading, and that's why Rebbe planted on his day. So that's the case, so if it's permitted to do Malacha on the day of Purim, Ela Rav, my time of Lelahu Gavra, why do you curse that poor guy who is planting on Purim? We just proved, according to this Ibais Ema, it's permitted to do Malacha on Purim, so why did he curse that guy, or why did he curse that guy's seed? So the Gemara explains, because Dvar Mahamutarim V'Acherim Nagu Ban Isser Hava. Sometimes the Gemara's and Pesachim talk about this at length, that there are certain things that Dvar HaMutarim, certain things that are Mutter, but for whatever reason the Minhag HaMakom became to have treated it as an Isser. So I can't, even though I know really it's Mutter, I can't be Noeg HaHeter if they're being Noeg and Isser. So this guy was apparently a Talmud Chacham, someone of Talmud Chacham. He knew that's really Mutter to do Malachim Purim. And he wasn't willing to accept the incorrect Minhag around him that they were saying it's Asur to do Malachim. So because of that, he didn't follow the Isser that the Minhag kept. That's why why he cursed him. Uba'asid the Rebbe lo nag. But in Rebbe's place, Rebbe did not have such a minag. They kept the appropriate minag where it's mutter to do malacha. So Rebbe did do the planting, but this poor guy who was doing the same thing Rebbe did, he was just in the wrong place on the wrong day he planted when they already accepted a minag to say it's also to do malacha. That's why that guy got cursed. Gemara now says, Ibai Zema, another suggestion is the Olam Nahag. Really, in Rebbe's place, they actually did forbid, they had a minag not to do malacha. So how come Rebbe was planting? How could it be possible? Rebbe netia shel simcha nata. It wasn't just a stam netia. Wasn't it just a regular sapling that he was planting? It was a netia shel simcha. What's a netia shel simcha? So the Gemara quotes a mission in Tainus. Kiditnan avru elu. There's a series of tainios that they take upon themselves if it doesn't rain. So there's a three, and then there's a seven, there's a three. First the yechidim, and then the tzibur. So there's a whole discussion there. So avru elu if a this certain series of fast pass, velo nanu, and they're not answered yet. The next stage is mema'atin b'mas mematan. You have to start minimizing the amount of business that you're doing. You have to minimize the binyan, buildings, ubinatiyah, you have to minimize the farming, beirusin and benesuin, engagement and marriage. They all have to be minimized as a state of avelus and tsar in order to get our tefillahs answered. V'tana Allah, the Braisa says on this Mishnah, which binyan? Binyan shel simcha. And what's a netiyah? A netiyah shel simcha, meaning in general, you could build buildings, you could plant, but you just can't plant a binyan shel simcha, and you can't build a binyan shel simcha, and you can't plant a netiyah shel simcha. That's the only type of netiyah and binyan which is also during these days of fasting. So we're going to bring it back to Purim in just a second. So ezehu binyan shel simcha, what's the definition? What's a binyan shel simcha? It's not building a building to make some money off of real estate. It's talking about building a house for your son to live in. For your son-in-law, actually, to live in. Or son-in-law. It says son here, I guess. But either way, son or son-in-law. What's considered a plant of simcha? It used to be when the prince was born, a son to the king, they plant a little sapling, and it should be a simon of growth for the prince to get bigger and bigger as the tree gets bigger and bigger. That's the binyan shel simcha, that's the netiyah shel simcha. So what's going on here is that Rebbe, you're right, normally you can't plant anything on Purim, you have to keep an iser malacha if you're in a place where they were knowing such an iser malacha, but apparently, if it's a netiyah shel simcha, then one's allowed to do that. Okay. The bar now says, Gufa, we're going back to a statement we mentioned earlier in the Amud here, Chizkiah kar b'Tiveria bar Besar u'b'chamesar. So he read both on the 14th and 15th in Tiveria, because Mesaf Galei, he was unsure, imo keves choma mimos Yeshu Benun, he ilo. He wasn't sure if the walls of Tiveria dated back to Yeshu Benun or not. What's the suffix here? Umi Mesaf Galei, milsa de Tiveria? Is it really unsure if Tiveria goes back to the walls, to the times of Yeshu Benun? The Haksiv, the pasuk says, there's a pasuk that appears in Yoshua. Va'are mivtar hatzadim atidim tzer v'chamas rakas v'chineres. The Kaimalon, we hold that the word rakas zu Tiveria. So we see that Tiveria existed in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Apparently, it existed and it was completely walled in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So what was the suffix? So the Gemara explains, Hainu taima. Again, the word are mivtar. Are mivtar means a protected city that's been fortified. So Reketh, which is now we're being told, is Tiveria. Tiveria was fortified. It was walled. And this is a pasuk that appears in Yeshua. So it was walled. So why was Chizkiah unsure? So Gemara explains as follows. The reason for the suffix is, Hainu taima de mesafkale, mishum dechad gisa shura de yamahavis. It wasn't entirely walled. One side was actually the kinari. It was the water, the body of water there. So it wasn't completely walled. See, hachi, am I mesafkale? Then why was he unsure? It was vade lo hachomahi. It wasn't a wall. It was a water. You have to have a completely surrounded by walls in order to read on the 15th. This had an open area. Even though it was protected, it wasn't a wall. The Tan, the Brisa says, asher lo choma. It has to have a wall, the lo shor ugigar. A shore, rather. It can't have a beach line, a water line. Igar, saviv, pratla tiveria, shishayama chomaso. Wait, did I read that correctly? I'm sorry. I did, okay, yeah? So to exclude Tiveria, where the water served as the wall. So that pasuk, if you remember from yesterday, that's not a pasuk that's found in Megillas Esther. That's referring to the Gemara says, Le'inin Bate Arichoma. We had the halachas yesterday. If I have a house in a walled city and I sell it, I have a year to redeem it back. If I don't redeem it and the year comes, I lose that the house forever. I never get it back. So what's considered a walled city? So that's where the Gemara is darshaning those psukim. That's all in the world of a Bate Arichoma, that you have to have an actual wall around it. But lo masafkale, there's no doubt at all when it came to the halachas of bate arichoma. Ki kamasafkale, when was there a safek? Le'in and mikmegillah. We don't have real definitions. My prosim and my mukvin. What does it mean to be prosim, to be exposed? And what does it mean to be mukvin, to be surrounded? Dechsiva gave mikmegillah. Those are the terms that are used. What's the definition of pras? What's the definition of mukaf? Mishum dahani migli vahani lo migli. Is it because praz is exposed and walls are not exposed? Vahani nami migli. And this tiveria is exposed on one end. If you're in a boat in the water, you could see into the city. It's exposed. Oh, or perhaps the definition of prazm and mukfin is dilma mishum dahani migni, hani lo migni. Maybe what it means is that walled cities are protected, unwalled cities are unprotected, vahanami migni. But if it's you have a water surrounding, that's also protected. Water also protects the city, even though it's you could see right in, it still protects, it gives you a little buffer. So Mishim Hachim Misafkali, he wasn't sure what definition to use when it came to Megillah. Was it about being surrounded and not exposed, in which case Tiveria wouldn't qualify, or is it about being protected, in which case Tiveria would qualify? That was his suffix. Rav Asi, Kari Megillah Behutzal, Bar Besar B'chamesar. Rav Asi read the Megillah both on the 14th and 15th in the city called Hutzal. He was unsure. I mukafes choma mimos yishu benun he ilo. Again, same topic. He wasn't sure how far back this went. Ikadamar. There was another version that Amar Ravasi hai hutal de bais binyamin, a city that was I guess in the section the chelik of binyamin mukafes choma mimos yishuahi. That wasn't a topic. It was a vadai. He knew for sure that this city of Hutal did have a wall that dated back to the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, and therefore would read on the 15th. You want to be, it's no, you don't lose anything by being machmir though.
Well, I don't know.
It's a big, first of all, it's not so, it's divrei Kabbalah, so it's higher than a Dirabanan.
Yeah,
it's still Dirabanan. Okay. Right, no, it's higher than a Dirabanan, because it's still, it's Tanakh, so it's divrei Kabbalah, but it's not quite a Diraisa. Okay, I think we should stop here. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of psukim. Okay, I might need to get an art school for this one. Okay, you guys will help me out. Okay, Shkoyach, we have Marv?
Sorry.